Shiras is Echanishmas, Zev Wolf ben Aaron Elio, Yitzchak Isaac ben Yuspa, Dina Rezel bas Hirsch Wolf Halevi, Rav Avram ben Menachem Moshe, Avram Yitzchak ben Yisrael, and Shendel bas Menachem Nachum. Yesterday we had begun discussing the mitzvah of Seudos Shabbos, and the Gemara Masechet Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, which tells us that one is obligated to eat either three or four Seudos Shabbos, Machlokes Chidka and Rabbanon, based on the Pasuk in Parshas Bishalach, which mentions the word Hayom three times. Echlu Hayom, Shabbos Yom LaHashem, Hayom Lo Simtzu Basada. And we had left off with the question whether one can fulfill this mitzvah of Seudos Shabbos on Friday, late afternoon, if it's not yet dark, but one has been mekabel Tosefes Shabbos already. Been mekabel Shabbos, can I be mekayim the mitzvah of Seudos Shabbos during that period of Tosefes Shabbos? So this is in Machlokes among the Rishonim, because in the 10th parak of Psachim, Daf Tzadi Tesem Abeis, when the Mishnah tells us, Arve Psachim, like Somach Lemincha LeYochal Adam Ad Shetachshach, Erev Pesach night, Leol Pesach, the Mishnah says one cannot eat the Seuda until dark. And Tosis there is bothered, why only on Leol Pesach does the Mishnah stress that you have to wait until dark to eat your Seuda? The Gemara quotes a Braisa which says that one cannot eat on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov Somach Lemincha in the afternoon, and does not mention you have to wait until it becomes dark Friday night to eat. So why is it that when it comes to Shabbos night, Yom Tov night, the Braisa does not stress you must eat only after dark, and yet Dafka and Pesach, the Mishnah stresses you have to wait to eat until dark? So Tosfos first cites the opinion of Rabbi Yitzchak of Korvil, who says that Dafka Pesach night, you must wait until dark to eat your Seuda. Why? Because Matzah has to be eaten Dafka at night, just like Karban Pesach has to be eaten dafke at night. So Pesach specifically, you must wait Ad Shetachshach. But when it comes to Shabbos, or Yom Tov, says Rimi Korvil, quoted by Tosfos, Shabbos and Yom Tov, Matzi Ochel Lehu Mebe'od Yom, you are allowed to eat the Seudos Shabbos while it's still day. On the other hand, Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Yehuda, who says, even if it's true that by Shabbos and Yom Tov you must wait Ad Shetachshach, even if in general you always must eat your Seudos Shabbos only after dark Friday night, still the Mishnah felt it necessary to stress that point specifically by Pesach, because on Pesach, after all, you shech the Karban Pesach while it's still day, Erev Pesach. And the Mishnah wants to stress that even though you're shechting Karban Pesach while it's still day on Erev Pesach, you still have to wait until nightfall to eat your Seuda on Leil Pesach. So it appears to be Machlokes Rishonim, Rimi Korvil, and Rabbeinu Yehuda, whereas everyone agrees on Pesach night you must wait Ad Shetachshach until dark to eat your Seuda, what about a regular Shabbos? Can you eat while it's still daylight, as the Rimi Korvil assumes, or do you have to wait until dark, as Rabbeinu Yehuda seems to assume? And the question that is posed against those Rishonim who say one must wait until dark is raised by the Rimi Korvil here himself. The Rimi Korvil says, I have a raya, you can eat your Seudos Shabbos while still daylight. Because the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Chav Zayin, the Gemara there tells us, quoting Rav, quoting Shmuel, Mispalel Adam Shal Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos Ve'omer Kiddush Hayom Mibe'od Yom. The Gemara says in Brachos that one is allowed on Friday afternoon to not just daven Mariv early, to daven Shal Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos, but also to recite Kiddush early before it's dark. So Rima Kribel asks, Beferish Gemara, you're allowed to not just daven Kabbalah Shabbos and Mariv Friday afternoon before dark, Tosefes Shabbos, but you're even allowed to recite Kiddush once you've been mekabel Shabbos early, Friday afternoon before dark. So clearly, you don't need to wait for dark to eat your Suda Shabbos. You can say Kiddush. Once you're saying Kiddush, you're obviously having your Suda. If you're making Kiddush, having your Suda before dark, clearly one is allowed to eat their Suda Shabbos before dark during Tosefes Shabbos. So writes Rima Kovil, quoting the Gemara in Brachas Daf Chav Zayin. And the question becomes, how then do those Rishonim who say that one may not eat the Seudas Shabbos until dark, how do they explain why one can say Kiddush on Erev Shabbos afternoon if you're not yet Mekayim your Seudas Shabbos until night? It would seem, says of Soloveitchik Zatzal, that the question is the following. Is Tosefes Shabbos simply a halacha that prohibits me from doing melacha on Friday late afternoon after I'm mekabel Shabbos? Or does Tosefes Shabbos actually transform the late Friday afternoon into a Kedushas Shabbos, into a time where I now have the ability to do mitzvos that ordinarily are done only on Shabbos? If you assume that Tosefes Shabbos is only a halacha that impacts an Isser melacha, okay, then I can't eat my Suda Shabbos, and I shouldn't be allowed to make Kiddush. If you assume that Tosefes Shabbos means that there now is Kedushas Hayom of Shabbos, then now I can, not just is there a prohibition of melacha, but there's also an opportunity now to do the mitzvahs of Shabbos, then I should be allowed to make Kiddush and allowed to eat Suda Shabbos. So when the Gemara says that you can make Kiddush Friday afternoon, before it's dark, after you've been mekabel Shabbos early, that would seem to indicate very clearly that Tosefes Shabbos isn't just an Isser Malacha. It's not just a halacha that says you can't do malacha, but rather it's a halacha that transforms the late Friday afternoon into Shabbos. Kedushas HaYom of Shabbos is already present, and I could do mitzvos of Kiddush. And if so, why can't I do Suda Shabbos as well? Rabbeinu Yehuda in Tosas Psachim Sadi Tesma Bay seems to say that you must wait until dark to eat your Suda Shabbos.
Not withstanding the fact that you could make
Kiddush. Right, that's the question. The Gemara says explicitly you can make Kiddush late Friday afternoon after you've been mekabel Shabbos. So if that's the case, why would I not be able to eat Suda Shabbos then as well? So Soloveitchik answers beautifully as follows. He says it could be that Tosefes Shabbos does not really allow me to assume that the Kedushas Hayom of Shabbos has begun and I can do mitzvos such as Suda Shabbos, and yet Kiddush might be an exception. Why is that? Because it possibly suggests that Kiddush can be recited and fulfilled perhaps even before Shabbos, Kedushas Shabbos actually begins. How could you say Kiddush and fulfill Kiddush before Shabbos or Kedushas Shabbos actually begins? So he cites the Rambam in Perek Chavtes, Halacha Yid Aleph, in Hilchos Shabbos, where the Rambam says, the mitzvah of Zachar is, of course, a mitzvah d'oraisa, to mekadesh es ha-Shabbos. Rambam holds it's a mitzvah to mekadesh ha-Shabbos bidvarim, b'knisaso ur b'tziaso, at the beginning and at the end, Kiddush and Havdalah, based on the pasuk of Zachar Shem HaShabbos l'kadsho. But the Rambam says, this Kiddush can be recited on Erev Shabbos, Mibbeod Yom, while still daylight, Af al pi shelo nichnasa Shabbos, even before Shabbos has started. Why? Shemitzvas Zechira, the mitzvah of Zachar, is la'amra to say Kiddush, bein b'shas knisasa v'yitziasa, whether it's at the moment that Shabbos begins, or havdal at the moment that Shabbos ends, bein kodem l'sha'a zukimat, or even a little bit before Shabbos begins. So the Rambam says explicitly that the mitzvah of Zachar, when it comes to Kiddush, when it comes to Havdalah, is not dafka, literally, b'knisasa b'tziasa, when Shabbos begins, when Shabbos ends, but even kodem l'shazu kemat, even a little bit before, that's when one can fulfill already the mitzvah of Kiddush. So it's possible, says of Soloveitchik, that you might hold that Tosefes Shabbos doesn't allow you to fulfill the mitzvahs of Shabbos, such as Suda Shabbos. There is no Kedushas of Shabbos just yet. And yet, as far as Kiddush is concerned, you could fulfill it because Kiddush you can fulfill even a little before Shabbos begins, as per the formulation of the Rambam. Very fascinating Kiddush based on that Rambam. Another interesting nafkamina they cites as to whether Tosefes Shabbos means that Kedushas Shabbos has already begun, or whether it's just an Isser Malacha. He cites a tshuva in the Netziv, Simon Ayin Gimel. The Netziv was asked the following question. A woman lights Neros It was Erev Shabbos Shechal Yos B'Yomtiv. I guess it was a Yomtiv slash Shabbos. She lights Neros early on that Friday afternoon to be Mekabel Shabbos and Yomtiv early. And then after she lights candles before Shkia, she hears that she lost a family member and she now has to sit Shiva. And she very quickly sat Shiva for a few minutes or whatever it was before Shkia. And now she's asking, was that Mekabel Yomtiv already? In which case, you can't sit Shiva on Yomtiv. Shiva gets postponed until after Yomtiv. Or no, I sat Shiva before Shkia. Yomtiv really only starts at Shkia. So maybe, therefore, it's like I sat Shiva before Yomtiv, and then Yomtiv knocks off the rest of Shiva. What do you do? And the Netziv writes, he says, L'chora, this depends upon this Shaila. Does Tosefes Yomtiv mean that Simchas Yomtiv begins as well before Shkia? Or no, does Tosefes Yomtiv mean that there's an Isser Malacha, but not that there's a Mitzvah Simchas Yomtiv already? So he says, if Tosefes Shabbos means that Simchas Yomtiv, Tosefes Yomtiv means that Simchas Yomtiv begins early, when you can't sit Shiva, wait until after Yomtiv. If Tosefes Yomtiv means simply Isser Malacha, there's no Mitzvah Simcha yet until actually Shkia, so then she could sit Shiva, and then Yomtiv would cancel the rest of the Shiva period. So then Siv says, this is the Machlokes Rishon we just mentioned, whether Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yomtiv means that the Kedusha of the day already begins, whether it's just an Isser Malacha, but nothing more. In terms of Psak Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah in Reish Samach Zayin writes the following. Mishnah Berurah says, the Shulchan Aruch tells us that you can daven Maariv early Friday afternoon. After Plag HaMincha, you can already light candles, be Mekabel Shabbos, daven Maariv. And Shulchan Aruch says you can eat immediately. After Plag HaMincha, once you're Mekabel Shabbos, you daven, you light candles. Not in that order, but you light candles, you daven. You can eat immediately. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Machlokes Achronim. According to the Taz, Tosefes Shabbos is a Din D'oraisa. You can be Mekayim Seuda Shabbos Meba'od Yom. Start and finish your Seuda Shabbos Friday afternoon. Summer to summer Shabbos. So you start your Seuda Shabbos early and you finish your Seuda Shabbos before dark. Perfectly fine, says the Taz. On the other hand, says the Mishnah Berurah, Yesh Cholkin. Some disagree. Others say no, that you can only be Mekayim Seuda Shabbos Dafka after dark. And you have to at least wait before finishing your Seuda until after dark, so that you can eat at least a kezias of bread after dark, says the Mishnah Berurah. And Mishnah Berurah says, L'chatchila nachon lachosh l'divrayim. Ideally, Paskin's Mishnah Berurah, that even if one starts the Suda early, before dark, on an early Shabbos during the summer months, one should ideally be machmer l'chatchila to at least continue the Suda until after dark, so that you can eat a kezias of pas after dark as well, to be yotzi those shittos who hold that you're not yotzi Suda Shabbos until after dark.